It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Thursday, May 13th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Beautiful sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City. Very nice, 74 degrees.
I-15 traffic in good shape. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour, new recommendations from the CDC on mask wearing indoors. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will ease indoor mask wearing guidance for fully vaccinated people. The latest now from ABC's Alex Stone.
Breaking at this moment, the CDC announcing new mask guidance, a headline being that fully vaccinated Americans can safely ditch their masks in most cases, even indoors and in large crowds. This is sweeping new guidance coming from the CDC. It'll be up to states and counties to decide if they'll follow the guidance. Here's ABC's Karen Travers.
This new guidance from the CDC that fully vaccinated Americans can stop wearing masks in most situations comes after CDC Director Rochelle Walensky has faced criticism that her agency's moved too slowly to update its recommendations and has provided too few incentives for people to get vaccinated. But Walensky has defended her agency's careful approach. Her message today, new evidence suggests people are extremely unlikely to transmit the virus if they've been vaccinated, and more time was needed to ensure the vaccines worked as promised.
There are exceptions for buses, planes, hospitals, prisons, and homeless shelters where masks still will be required under CDC guidance. I'm Alex Stone, ABC News.
And stay tuned to KSL News Radio as we continue to follow the very latest. Governor Spencer Cox says school kids can take the masks off for the last week of school. The governor made the announcement during his weekly COVID press conference.
So whatever your last week of school is, starting the Monday of the last week, there will be no statewide requirement for masks in schools that last week.
School districts will be able to keep the mask requirement if they decide to. Today is the first day Utah kids as young as 12 can receive a COVID vaccine, and many are taking advantage. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live from the Legacy Event Center in Farmington with details. John?
Yeah, Maria, it's specifically the Pfizer vaccine that's going out following its approval for kids between the ages of 12 to 15. Here in Davis County, they opened up the drive-through clinic at 10 this morning, and for the past couple of hours, there's been a steady, although not overwhelming, stream of activity. As you arrive here, workers are splitting vehicles into two lanes, and you can expect a line of about 5 to 6 cars ahead of you. The line's moving pretty quick, and eventually you do end up inside the facility itself. Now, I reached out to the county health department earlier today, and they told me they are expecting an uptick in demand now that kids can receive the Pfizer vaccine. To make sure they meet that demand, they said they currently have 16,000 doses of the vaccine in their possession right now. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Utah is considering following Ohio's lead and offering a cash prize for one lucky person who gets a COVID vaccine. It's an effort to get more people to sign up for the shot with demand plateauing. Governor Cox says no amount of money is too much in order to get 5 or 10% more of the community vaccinated.
Anything we can do to encourage more people to get vaccinated, and if this is one of those things, then we will take it. If you have other ideas, please send them our way. We really have to think outside the box.
But the governor made it clear this is not a lottery or a raffle. Other national stories KSL is following this hour. The Biden administration's Mideast envoy is on the ground in Israel trying to hammer out a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. ABC's Jordana Miller reports from Jerusalem on the escalating situation.
As the violence here escalates, Hamas unleashing a new weapon, explosive-laden drones. The Israeli army shooting down several of these flying explosives, dubbed here suicide drones. Intense Israeli airstrikes continue through the strip, the death toll there now reaching 90. Hamas rocket fire also continuing in the south and as far as Tel Aviv and its northern suburbs. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the fighting will go on for some time. That as 7,000 reservists are called up and more troops and tanks are sent to the Gaza border. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
7 Israelis have died, including a 6-year-old boy. University of Utah professor Amos Giora lives just outside Jerusalem and described what he is seeing to Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon today on Utah's Morning News.
It's at the moment, you know, there's constant rocket firing from Gaza into Israel. not only into Jerusalem, but towards Tel Aviv and obviously southern Israel.
Professor Gior also says the riots in communities where both Jews and Arabs live as neighbors are actually even more distressing because it's something that he has never seen before. As the fuel starts flowing again, we are learning more about the hack that shut the Colonial Pipeline down for 6 days.
Sources briefed on the investigation told ABC News the hackers demanded millions of dollars in ransom from Colonial Pipeline. The sum was described as high enough to be substantial without being unreasonable, but the company insisted it had no intention of paying. The cyber attack affected administration, not the pipeline's operating network. But investigators are pursuing a theory it was meant to seize up computers for Memorial Day, the beginning of the summer travel season. We're also told Colonial was slow to contact federal authorities, despite the pipeline's critical role in the nation's fuel supply. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Coming up on KSL, a pair of teens are lucky to be alive today after almost being hit by a train. Plus, look at your noontime drive.
Overall, not a bad drive on the Valley freeways. You're also looking good on the main secondaries. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Dave.
Let's not worry about Big Brother. Let's just make the decision ourselves.
Dejanovic.
I'm going to lay out how these programs in several states work.
Catch Dave and Debbie at their new expanded time
between 9 and noon.
Tell your favorite smart speaker. Play KSL News Radio.
96% of Americans lose an average of $111,000 in Social Security income. And it's because they claim their benefits at the wrong time. Learn how you could avoid this in a free report called the Social Security Decisions Guide. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake City, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. If you've saved more than $200,000 and have not filed for Social Security, get this free report now by calling 801-682-4448. As a free bonus, you'll get a customized analysis that pinpoints the optimal time to claim your benefits. Call 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. A Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 6677 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 6677. Enjoy.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top story this half hour. New guidance from the CDC today. Fully vaccinated people can take the masks off indoors. It'll be up to each state to decide now what to do with that guidance. KSL News Time, 12:08. Officials say two teenagers are lucky to be alive after almost getting hit by a train. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports.
Two teenagers narrowly escaped death in Mountain Green, according to officials. The two were taking pictures in the middle of the railroad bridge when they saw an oncoming train at the last minute. They ran, but one teen tripped and fell, rolling off the bridge while the other jumped to safety. Both should be okay. First responders say the train engineer and conductor feared they had run over two people. It's a good reminder, according to responders, who say to always expect a train on any track. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Detectives in Orem say they have discovered a suspected cockfighting operation in the basement of a home. Officials say in one bedroom they found hundreds of baby chickens and sharpened metal spurs that are tied to the legs of male chickens during fights. Police also say the man arrested also had a fake ID and a fake Social Security card on him. He has been booked into jail for aggravated cruelty to animals and possession of a forgery device. Police in Richfield say they have recovered 9 stolen guns and have arrested a couple behind a string of car burglaries, all thanks to a lucky break. Investigators say the suspected thieves, Cody Wright and Cheyenne Gallegos, stole a car with a tablet, which led to their arrest.
The next morning, the owner was able to track the tablet for just a minute, and that sent us to a location south of Richfield.
Richfield Police Chief Trent Lloyd says most of the guns had actually been buried, but Wright dug them up. They are still trying to determine a dollar figure for all of the items that were stolen. A bizarre case in Phoenix involving a stolen truck with a little child inside.
The 911 call to Phoenix police came in Wednesday afternoon after a couple reported an 18-month-old girl was inside of their truck that was stolen from a gas station. Sergeant Mercedes Fortune says the stolen truck part of James and Stormy Wagner's story was true.
The caregivers, and I will call them that because that's what they identified themselves as originally, had made up the story about this 18-month-old just in an effort to have their vehicle returned to them.
The truck was recovered. The suspected thieves also caught. The Wagners were also arrested and booked for false reporting. Jeremy Foster, ABC News, Phoenix.
Time now to get you update to date on the drive. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. We're looking nice on all the Valley freeways. Traffic rolling along. No accidents, no delays. Our main secondary is also in good shape. We don't have any accidents called out at this time anywhere in the Valley, as officially reported, but I am seeing backups both directions of 5600 West between I-80 and about 7th South. Now, that doesn't seem like a long stretch, and it's not, but it still could tie you up because these delays have been consistent for quite some time. Skinny Utah would like to help you shape up for summer by losing 20 pounds in the next 40 days. Schedule your free weight loss strategy session today at skinnyutah.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Nice warm days lately, and we're going to keep it going here today. 82, the high, lots of sunshine. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies and 84. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Lots of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City, and right now 74 degrees. And still to come on Utah's new news, have you noticed those rising pump prices at the pump? Or those rising prices for consumer goods? We're going to go in-depth on that subject coming up next right here on KSL News Radio. 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Convenience. It means so much to so many different people. But as someone who likes to play in the garden, convenience still means you go to the big box store and buy the best quality garden soil, compost, or mulch, and then someone conveniently loads it into your car. You take it home, and then you have to conveniently unload it and then clean up your car or truck. Sound about right? No. Convenience is when you get on the phone with a dirt bag and place your order for Garden Soil Plus, compost, or mulch, and then they deliver it right to your driveway. Convenience is a one-cubic yard sealable bag so you can use it when you want to, one shovel at a time, or a truckload in bulk delivered right to you. From Garden Soil Plus to compost to mulch, wood chips, or cobble, convenience is thedirtbag.com. Just get online and then conveniently get in the garden with the one dirt bag you'll love, thedirtbag.com. Thedirtbag.com.
Did you happen to choose Service Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, or Drain Cleaning as your profession? If you have 5 or more years' experience in one or more of these trades, and if you're a friendly, caring, kind person with great communication skills, if you are drug-free, can pass a criminal background check, and desire to improve yourself with a fast-growing, world-class, industry-leading company, if you meet all these qualifications and would like to work for what we affectionately call the best company in the world, bless our heart, then call Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. We hire and train the best technicians in the industry. If you feel qualified, call 444-FAST. For more information, visit WhippleServiceChampions.com. Are you paid what you deserve with benefits? Do you receive ongoing professional training, advancement opportunities, and resources for your personal growth? If not, then join the winning team at Whipple Service Champions. To find your career and what makes us different, call 444-FAST. I'm excited about your future.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone. Hi, this is Derek Overstreet, president of the New Millennium Group and co-host of Stop Working, Start Living with KSL News Radio. Can you imagine what your life would be like if you could retire 3 to 5 years earlier than you thought possible? The things you could do, the loved ones you could spend time with, the memories that you could create. That's what our team at the New Millennium Group does. We'll walk you through the entire process every step of the way. If you'd like to get a copy of the 5-step proprietary plan that will help you retire 3 to 5 years sooner than you thought possible, give us a shout right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370 or utahsfinancialplanner.com. Listen, most of our listeners right now have a tax problem, not a money problem. There's not enough money in Social Security, Medicare as it is. Let us show you how you can significantly reduce your taxes. That's 888-999-6370, 888-999-6370, or utahsfinancialplanner.com.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
New mask guidance from the CDC says fully vaccinated Americans can safely ditch their masks in most cases. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
Second, Utah Governor Spencer Cox says school kids can take the masks off for the last week of school. Districts will have the ability to make the final decision. Third is a look at our biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, right now, the nice thing about it is we don't have any trouble on the Valley freeways. If you're on Salt Lake County freeways, you're good to go. If you're on I-15, you're looking at a nice drive in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Way out of sunshine, 82. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Temperatures climbing, 76 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A new turning point in the pandemic and one many Americans will welcome with a smile. The CDC updating its guidance on wearing masks.
This new guidance from the CDC that fully vaccinated Americans can stop wearing masks in most situations comes after CDC Director Rochelle Walensky has faced criticism that her agency's moved too slowly to update its recommendations and has provided too few incentives for people to get vaccinated. But Walensky has defended her agency's careful approach. Her message today, new evidence suggests people are extremely unlikely to transmit the virus if they've been vaccinated, and more time was needed to ensure the vaccines worked as promised in standing up to the variants of the virus. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
The CDC will hold a briefing this hour. The pain at the pump will continue for a few more days following the ransomware attack on Colonial Pipeline, but President Biden urged Americans not to panic buy. He also had a message for gas stations after reports of price gouging in areas of the southeast with low supplies.
Do not try to take advantage of consumers during this time.
The company says it's making progress resuming operations, but the pipeline won't be fully up and running until the end of the week. Another tense night beginning for Israel and Palestinians in a week of escalating violence in Israel. Nearly 4 million captive to threats of rocket fire from Gaza, the total launched by Hamas so far topping 1,600. 7 Israelis have also died, including a 6-year-old boy. ABC's Jordana Miller is in Jerusalem.
As the violence here escalates, Hamas unleashing a new weapon, explosive-laden drones. The Israeli army shooting down several of these flying explosives, dubbed here suicide drones. Intense Israeli airstrikes continue through the strip, the death toll there now reaching 90. Hamas rocket fire also continuing in the south and as far as Tel Aviv and its northern suburbs. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. You've probably noticed rising prices for pretty much everything. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis has what you need to know about price increases and what you can do about it.
Consumers across the country paying more at checkout as inflation grows. Food prices have increased exponentially, seafood rising almost 20%. Fruit and baked goods like donuts and rolls will cost nearly 8% more. And meats like beef and pork price nearly 5% higher. And it's not just food prices that are increasing. The price of diapers and toilet paper expected to rise later this summer. The cost of lumber up 250%. Even your summer vacation could be more expensive. Flights up 7%. And if you can find a rental, be prepared to pay hundreds more.
What's happening is basically a supply-demand issue. There's just not enough supply to meet demand. And that's all over the board.
The price increases linked to disruptions in the supply chain caused by the pandemic and severe weather, but also an increase in money in the economy through stimulus checks and tax returns.
The more money that you have, the more people have as far as being able to spend. And so it's just causing this ripple effect within the economy.
And that may be the case for a while. On Wednesday, the government reported that last month, consumer prices overall surged by more than 4%, the fastest rise since 2008. there are ways to ease the pain in the checkout aisle. Apps like Basket let users price check items between different stores so you can be sure you're getting the best deals. Other apps like Ibotta and Checkout 51 provide cash back and coupons for gas, groceries, and prescriptions.
Rebecca Jarvis also reports it always helps to meal plan and to buy in bulk. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 1219. Ricky Meese, still a good-looking drive?
It's pretty quiet out there, and we'll take it. Right now, it's a beautiful day for a drive. You've got sunshine, light traffic, good speeds on all the valley freeways, including I-15 both directions between Ogden and Provo. And even though we don't have any freeway accidents reported or crashes called out on the main secondaries, we have had backups, not a lot of them, but they are consistent. This is 5600 West, both directions between I-80 and about 7th and 10th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
Highs up to 82 with a lot of sunshine. 84 tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, and then 79 with more clouds on Saturday. Slim chance of showers. Better chance of showers on Sunday, and maybe some thunderstorms. High 78. Partly cloudy 78 on Monday, 79 Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds, 71 on Wednesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 76 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's Noon News, I'm taking a look at the markets right now, and it looks like they're trying to make up for their losses yesterday. The Dow right now up by almost 500 points. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
Up next on Utah Opera's Keeping Up with Carmen. Carmen entrances all those around her. Even when she gets put in jail, she can charm her way out. Two jealous men find themselves in fits of rage over the seductress, eagerly fighting even when it means death. Whether it's eager lovers or innocent bystanders, Carmen leaves a wake wherever she goes. With uncertainty in the air, Carmen tries to predict the future. Will the cards tell all? Watch it happen live at Utah Opera. Peter Brook's The Tragedy of Carmen, adapted from Bizet's opera, May 8th through 16th at Capitol Theater. Get your tickets at utahopera.org.
Live performances of Utah Opera now underway.
Hi, I'm Matt with My Hearing Centers. Hearing aids have changed. The technology we have today is better than ever before. These devices pair with a revolutionary app that gives you on-demand support and fine-tuning right at your fingertips. Take the 60-day challenge and try these devices for yourselves. My Hearing Centers is on the cutting edge. We're able to help you with your hearing aids directly through your smartphone. With telehealth support, you get industry-leading care without leaving the comfort of your home. These hearing aids are top of the line and are even equipped with the world's first face mask mode. We had a patient the other day. He hadn't been able to appreciate the time with his grandkids for a while. He always thought they were mumbling. We set him up with a new set of these hearing aids, and he said he heard every word right there at the dinner table. My Hearing Centers want you to take the 60-day challenge by trying this new technology risk-free for 60 days, and we'll give you a gift card to Red Lobster or Olive Garden as a thank you. What are you waiting for? Call My Hearing Centers today at 801-701-1629. That's 801-701-1629. Or visit us online at myhearingcenters.com.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
America's favorite car show is returning to Salt Lake City for another weekend of hot rod and fun. The good guys are back with the second Racetech Salt Lake Nationals, May 21st to the 23rd at the Utah State Fair Park. Don't miss this full throttle weekend featuring over 1,500 of the baddest hot rods, muscle cars, and trucks. Plus, find automotive treasures in the swap meet, shop the vendor exhibits, watch the good guys CPP Autocross Racing Series, rock out to live music, and so much more. It's all going down May 21st to the 23rd at the Utah State Fair Park in Salt Lake City. Get details and health and safety guidelines at good-guys.com.
Be the first to hear breaking news or emergency traffic updates. Text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank. KSL News Time, 1224. There was a mid-air collision between two small planes over a suburb of Denver, Colorado. And the amazing part was no one was seriously injured. ABC News contributor and retired U.S. Marine Corps Colonel Steve Ganyard says there was a huge chunk missing from the back of one of the planes, but it was still able to land.
The other aircraft is an interesting airplane that is actually made with a parachute. So when something like this happens where the engine actually fails, pilot reaches up, pulls the handle, and a parachute comes out and it comes down to the ground. It saved a large number of lives, and in this case, it saved the lives of the two people in that other airplane.
Ganyard says it appears the two airplanes didn't see each other before the collision. Watching Utah's Money, it's sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Total household debt is up in the U.S. Consumer debt edged higher during the first 3 months of the year to $85 billion. There is improvement in credit card debt, though. Balances are now $157 billion less than at the end of 2019. Two shoemakers, Adidas and Allbirds, have come together to make a new sneaker. The future Kraft Footprint sneaker has a much smaller carbon footprint than Adidas' most popular styles. KSL Drive's Tesla will stop taking Bitcoin as payment. CEO Elon Musk made the announcement on Twitter last night. The price of Bitcoin fell about 5%. After Musk's comments. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 495 points. That's a percent and a half, up to 34,085 right now. S&P 500 up 53 points. The NASDAQ up by 85. The clock is ticking in California for a $26 million winning lottery ticket. That ticket is set to expire tonight. ABC's Alex Stone is in Los Angeles.
Where the winner is, nobody knows. Somebody bought the $26 million winning lottery ticket on November 14th at an ARCO AM-PM gas station in the city of Norwalk. And tonight, the Super Lotto Plus ticket will expire. Lottery officials are calling on all Californians to check wherever they might have put a lotto ticket last November. Assuming the prize is not claimed by tonight, the prize cash value of $19.7 million will go to California Public Schools, and the gas station that sold it will get $130,000. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
House Republicans have thrown in their lot.
Just ousted Representative Liz Cheney.
Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy insists no one in his party is pushing the Trump election conspiracy.
The vote is a major identity decision on Capitol Hill.
The fight for the Republican Party continues. Listen 2, 3, 4 times a day this week to KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
At Intermountain Healthcare, we understand that COVID hasn't stopped babies from being born, emergencies from happening, or the need for doctor visits. We all still have health needs. So at Intermountain, we continue to have measures in place to safely care for you now and in the future. So please, don't put off the care you need, especially for stroke-like symptoms, chest pain, difficulty breathing, or other urgent care. We continue to be here for you. Visit intermountainhealthcare.org to learn how to get the care you need.
I work hard, so I don't often have time to relax. I do make decent money, but my portfolio isn't very diversified. Retirement is a long way off, but I still deserve a piece of luxury. That's why I drive a Cadillac.
Cadillac owners have changed. The luxury hasn't. Visit Jerry Seiner Cadillac for a test drive today at 1530 South 500 West in Salt Lake or online at jerrysinercadillac.com. Experience the Seiner difference.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how. With honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be shared with friends or family. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So don't they hear
you. Millions retire online so they can do what they want offline. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
KSL News Time, 1229. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, what's happening?
Well, Salt Lake City PD has responded to a new accident at 4th South and 1100 West. For those who are traveling the Valley freeways, you're good to go. No accidents and no delays. When you get your carpets and tile clean, get it Zero Res Clean, the only way to clean, and only $33 per room. You deserve the best. Schedule with Zero Res today. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, let's see how long this beautiful weather is going to last. Here's Grant Wayman.
Gonna love these summer-like days here today and tomorrow. Will be just about as warm as well. Today we're climbing above 80, right about 82 in the sunshine. Tomorrow sunny and 84. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now 77 degrees, a lot of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City. Good afternoon. KSL News Time 12:30. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top local story this half hour. Two members of Utah's congressional delegation are trying to pass a bill that would lock up hundreds of thousands of acres that isn't in our state. Now they say it's a responsibility to other lawmakers trying to grab land in Utah. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson explains.
The Shawnee Wilderness Designation Act, sponsored by Utah Senator Mitt Romney and Representative John Curtis, would lock up just under 300,000 acres in Illinois. Why Illinois? Well, they say their bill is a response to Illinois Senator Dick Durbin's legislation that they say would grab a million acres in Utah, specifically Emery County. Senator Romney's statement says if wilderness is so important to Senator Durbin, he doesn't need to go all the way to Utah to designate it.
Senator Romney tells KSL Durbin would need 60 votes to clear the Senate, but not a single Republican will back it. KSL's top national stories this half hour. A big announcement from the CDC for vaccinated Americans. ABC's Karen Travers has details.
This new guidance from the CDC that fully vaccinated Americans can stop wearing masks in most situations comes after CDC Director Rochelle Walensky has faced criticism that her agency's moved too slowly to update its recommendations and has provided too few incentives for people to get vaccinated. But Walensky has defended her agency's careful approach. Her message today, new evidence suggests people are extremely unlikely to transmit the virus if they've been vaccinated, and more time was needed to ensure the vaccines worked as promised in standing up to the variants of the virus. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
The Colonial Pipeline is getting its system back online. The president says he's prepared to address the group responsible for the attack with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
We have been in direct communications with Moscow about the imperative for responsible countries to take decisive action against these ransomware networks.
The group allegedly asked for a ransom, but it's not confirmed whether Colonial Pipeline paid it. Lawmakers on the Senate Homeland Security Committee are hearing from Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas about the situation at the southern border. Secretary Mayorkas says that the situation is getting better and began before President Biden took office.
We had to rebuild while at the same time addressing the surge of unaccompanied children that had begun in April of 2020. Many months before we took office, and our efforts had to be undertaken in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Committee ranking member Rob Portman argued that the Trump policies deterred many parents from sending their children to the border alone. The feud between Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt and People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals heated up to about 375 degrees. ABC's Jim Ryan explains.
After Kevin Stitt declared the last week of March Eat Meat Week, PETA placed a billboard in the capital city. It features a picture of a cow and the message, Oklahoma, home of meathead Governor Kevin Stitt. The governor and his friends responded by hauling out a grill and having a cookout in front of the billboard.
It's all in good fun. Oklahomans know that. We're going to stand by our agriculture industry and the freedom to go vegan if you want, or the freedom to eat hamburgers if you want.
PETA has fired back, saying it plans to send Stitt a back brace because of all the kowtowing he's doing to the meat industry. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Meantime, the price of diapers, meat, and new cars keeps going up. That's according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Now everybody is kind of revved up, you know, wanting to spend money, go on trips, eat out. And so it's just causing this ripple effect within the economy.
Professor Patrick Penfield of Syracuse University says people have saved during the pandemic and now they want to spend and travel. But he says so far the supply can't keep up with the demand. The Bayou Restaurant in Salt Lake is back open for inside dining if you bring your COVID-19 vaccination card, and it's been at least 2 weeks since your final shot.
I see happy people again. I mean, it's like to see a bunch of people getting along and having a good time and not stressing about COVID and not worrying about who they're sitting next to.
Bayou owner Mark Alston says when he announced the policy last week, he got a lot of criticism, including one who called him a communist. But he says he's requiring vaccines so everyone can have a good time and not stress about who they are sitting next to. KSL Sports, the Portland Trail Blazers, especially Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum, were just too much for the Utah Jazz last night.
You got a Phoenix team with very little, though, as Lillard gets to the rim and now has 28 points.
The Jazz lost their final home game of the regular season, 105-98. Jordan Clarkson led the Jazz with 29 points off the bench. Rudy Gobert added a double-double with 15 points and 20 rebounds. Mike Conley, Donovan Mitchell were out with injuries once again. Now the Jazz play their final two regular season games on the road, beginning in Oklahoma City on Friday. Coming up on KSL, Boyd Mathison will have a chat with the governor today. Boyd will join me coming up to preview that chat. Plus, a look at your noontime drive.
A surface street crash in Salt Lake City, 4th South and 1100 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
More news.
Markets in positive territory today.
And more inside sources.
We have a great war of words going on, but not a great war of action. Let's have this debate.
5 days a week.
An hour of news at noon.
And an expanded inside sources from 1 till 3. Afternoons on KSL News Radio.
Hello, it's the professionals at CertaPro Painters with a wake-up call. Painting season is here. So if your home has peeling, cracking, or fading paint, inside or out, and you've been meaning to get it painted, call the proven, trusted experts at CertaPro Painters today. A fresh coat of paint or a brand new color can turn the home you love into the pride of the neighborhood. CertaPro Paint professionals take care of every detail, prepping, painting, and finishing on time, worry-free. Doesn't the home you love deserve the kind of service you can count on? Before you hit the snooze button, go to CertaPro.com today. That's Certa with a C for a free estimate so you can get your painting project started. Each CertaPro Painter's business is independently owned and operated.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. KSL News Time, 1237. Boyd Mathison joins me now. You're going to speak with the governor in just a few minutes. A few minutes or a little bit later today, right?
We'll play just a little bit later today.
Okay. And, okay, he just announced kids can take their masks off the last week of school.
Yes, that's right. And we got into a host of things in this conversation with the governor about all that's going right in the state of Utah. We obviously have a lot of challenges, a lot of things we need to fix. But Utah was really in the center of a lot of conversations this week. Of course, he was part of the conversation with President Biden on vaccines. Mm-hmm. Again, Utah ahead of the curve and ahead of the game in a lot of ways. The governor was also part of a letter to the Biden administration dealing with the southern border and the crisis in terms of immigration and what's happening there. So Utah's had this really interesting thing. Also, the annual Rich State, Poor State survey came out, and for the 14th year in a row, Utah is at the top of the heap in terms of economic outlook. And so we also had a chance to talk to the governor about not just that there are jobs available out there, but if people want to upscale or improve their job situation or try to work to get an extra certificate or a degree or a way to advance their career, there's all kinds of great resources available there as well.
It's really great that Utah's getting national attention for some of the good things that we're doing. So often we get a little bit of quirky attention, which doesn't really relate to the entire population, and it's a little frustrating. But it's good to get national attention when it's good.
It is. And this idea of what I've called for years the Utah model is really getting a lot of attention, even as it related to vaccines. One of the things that Governor Cox said to President Biden was If we're vaccinated and we believe in the vaccination, let's act like it. Let's not send the mixed messages and act with a little more confidence, a little more certainty. And that's rolled out. We've seen the CDC today come out with new guidance in terms of masks and if you're mm-hmm. vaccinated indoors and so on. So it is good for Utah to be in the middle of those things because we do have a model here that works in terms of the government, the business, the community, all of those things coming together in this great laboratory of democracy we call Utah.
Right. Another interesting thing I'm sure you're going to talk about on your show today, the Colonial Pipeline, yeah. how that's all gone down, how the president has reacted to it. Give us your ideas.
Yeah, really interesting. Listening to President Biden talk about what they're going to do to jumpstart the flow of this pipeline and make sure that there aren't shortages and there doesn't need to be rationing and all of those kinds of things. Was really interesting. He went through a series, each one which ended with, we are going to eliminate a federal regulation.
And you're smirking.
Because if you just got rid of those federal regulations, it wouldn't have happened in the first place. And so everything from the way things are shipped to when truckers can drive fuel, how those things are done. And then, of course, the president at the end did come back and say, these will all be temporary suspensions of the regulation. So I hope we get a review of those regulations because, again, often regulations start with good intent, most of them. Often they end up growing and expanding over time, and it ends up hurting the very people and the very things we're trying to protect.
It's great to hear your perspective. Yeah. Boyd Matheson, Inside Sources, coming your way from 1 to 3. Let's get you up to date on The Drive. Ricky Meese, how's it going?
Well, we have a new accident in Summit County, and it is causing some backups. This is northbound on Highway 40. It's after the SR-248 junction, but before the I-80 junction. So about halfway in there, it's being moved over to the right shoulder, but it's still causing backups to about SR-248. So Park City, Summit County drivers, heads up on that. In the valley, a surface street crash in Salt Lake, 1100 West, 400 South. But the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways and I-15 between Ogden and Provo, both directions looking good. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. The latest on your forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Nice warm days lately, and we're going to keep it going here today. 82, the high, lots of sunshine. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies and 84. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Sunny and already 77 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's new news, President Biden has strong words for those people who are hoarding or panic buying gas. We'll dive deep into his comments from earlier today right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Better weather, longer days, and the urge to get outside. Spring has sprung. Hi, I'm Jay Broadbent with Alpine Home Medical, and we'd love to help you scoot into spring and enjoy $200 off our high-quality scooters. Bringing wellness home is our motto, so also enjoy $200 off our best-selling lift chairs. Come visit any of our 10 Alpine Home Medical locations ranging from St. George to Idaho Falls. Our friendly, fully trained staff will help you with any of your home medical needs. We're committed to keeping our employees and our customers safe during this pandemic. We offer curbside pickup, delivery, and a thorough cleaning and sanitizing procedure. For any other questions you may have, give us a call or visit us online at alpinehomemedical.com. That's alpinehomemedical.com.
Wasatch Credit Association is a locally owned company and the place to earn great rates on your money. Wasatch Credit Association certificates provide reliable, competitive, fixed interest rate returns from 3.5% on a 12-month investment and up to 4.75% on a 60-month investment, with interest paid out quarterly. A minimum investment of $10,000 gives you a fixed rate, fixed term, no-fee certificate. So why settle for less? Interested? Call your local Wasatch Credit Association in Midvale today, 801-566-5559. 801-566-5559. Again, that's 801-566-5559. And visit them online at wasatchcredit.com. Find out how to grow your money today at wasatchcredit.com. Certificates are securities offered by Wasatch Credit Association and are not insured by any federal or state governmental agency. Available for Utah residents only.
Amanda, we want to make sure everybody out there knows that the Utah Honda dealer's lots are loaded with savings on the entire lineup of new and certified pre-owned Hondas. It's all happening during their Memorial Day sales event. And if you have a trade-in, it has never been worth more. And so that dream of owning an Accord, a Civic, a minivan, an Odyssey, a Ridgeline could come true for you right now by stopping into your Utah Honda dealers.
I've been thinking about trading in my Accord. On another Accord. Maybe getting a hybrid this time. I've had a chance to drive this brand new CRV, and let me tell you, and my thanks to Lorenzo at Ken Garf Honda in Orem. The CRV is beautiful, it's comfortable, it's fun to drive, it comes in a hybrid option, it has multiple trims, it comes with the leather and all of that, and the heated seats and the wireless phone charger, and it has that hands-free power tailgate.
Hurry in today to take advantage of selection savings and huge trade-in allowances. The more you compare, the more you know it's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
If you are headed back to your office this noon hour, remember you can take us anywhere you go on the KSL News Radio app. It's sponsored by Any Hour Services. KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Senator Romney and Representative Curtis are in a bit of a land battle in Congress. They're pushing a bill aimed at preventing another senator from locking up land in Utah. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the CDC says fully vaccinated people can take the masks off indoors. Director of the CDC says people can start doing the things that they have put on hold because of the pandemic. It'll be up to each state now to decide what to do with that recommendation. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
That's going to be in Summit County, where an accident northbound on Highway 40. It's about halfway between the SR 248 and the I-80 junctions. It's causing delays. It's over to the right shoulder out of traffic, but expect some backups. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
82 in the sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Sunny and 78 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
The CDC announcing new guidance on masks, saying it's okay for Americans who have been fully vaccinated to shed their masks for activities. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says those changes are data-driven.
If you are fully vaccinated, you can start doing the things that you had stopped doing because of the pandemic.
ABC's Mark Remillard has more on the changes and exceptions.
The new guidance marks a big shift from just 16 days ago when the CDC said people should wear masks indoors and in large crowds, even if they're fully vaccinated. But now the CDC says fully vaccinated Americans, those who are 2 weeks past their final vaccine shot, can forego wearing masks at indoor and outdoor activities. The new guidance carves out a few exceptions, including public transportation and in hospitals, prisons, and homeless shelters. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The federal government urging more Americans to get vaccinated, including kids as young as 12 who are now eligible to receive the Pfizer COVID-19 double dose. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. President Biden is speaking out about people panic buying gasoline in southeastern states. Many states are facing a shortage of fuel after the Colonial Pipeline was shut down after a ransomware attack.
Nobody should be using this situation for financial gain. That's what the hackers are trying to do. That's what they're about, not us.
The president has approved a temporary waiver of shipping requirements. That means foreign companies can transport gasoline and diesel to areas with shortages.
And we'll grant additional waivers if necessary. These steps are temporary, but they'll remain in place until full service is fully restored. This is a whole-of-government response to get more fuel more quickly to where it's needed and to limit the pain being felt by American customers.
The Colonial Pipeline began operations again yesterday. The pipeline carries 45% of fuel supplies in the southeastern states. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, you had one little spot out there that was a problem.
We did. It's in Summit County. If you're traveling northbound on Highway 40, it's after SR 248, but before the I-80 junction. And this crash is out of traffic on the right, but it has been causing some backups into the Summit County area to SR 248, maybe just a little bit past that. But if you're traveling in the valley, the freeway traffic is just in really good shape this entire noon hour. It's rolling along with no problems, and Salt Lake City PD have cleaned up an earlier crash at 1100 West and 4th South. Book your next adventure in Cedar City. Experience amazing hiking, biking, ATV, and scenic trails. Plus, close proximity to Bryce and Zion. Cedar City's packed with adventure. Get away today. Visit cedarcity.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Today and tomorrow look good. Let's check the weekend in Grant Wayman's 7-day forecast.
A lot of sunshine, 82 the high. Tomorrow, 84 and mostly sunny. And then more clouds, 79. And Saturday, slim chance of showers that day. Could see a few showers or storms on Sunday as well. Otherwise, partly cloudy, the high 78. Mix of sun and clouds on Monday, also 78. 79 Tuesday. And partly cloudy Wednesday, 71. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And sitting pretty at 78 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
Are you cool? You want to know how to be cool? I met this guy in Tucson. He says he grew up with a swamp cooler. During August, it was so hot and humid there, he says, that his swamp cooler blew steam. That sounds like the swamp cooler I grew up with. Why hassle with a swamp cooler or an unreliable, inefficient heating and air conditioning system when you can get $3,000 off a new high-efficiency system with our famous 10-year parts and labor warranty. We start with our premium Whipple Service Champion Signature Series equipment, but still the installation day is the most important day for your system. If not done properly, it will fail. You know we'll do it right, because if it fails, we have to fix it for free for 10 years. Be cool with $3,000 off your new system. Call Whipple Service Champions, 801-444-FAST. Call 801-444-FAST. Stay cool and have a fun summer.
Whipple, they come. Air condition your home.
Kick off your summer of fun with family and friends at America's favorite car show. It's the Good Guys Second Race Deck Salt Lake Nationals, and it's all going down May 21st through the 23rd at the Utah State Fair Park. Check out thousands of classic hot rods, muscle cars, and trucks, and don't miss the action-packed Good Guys CPP Autocross Racing Series, a tire-smoking burnout competition, and a rowdy Nitro Thunder Fest Dragster Exhibition. It's all happening at the Utah State Fair Park in Salt Lake City, May 21st through the 23rd. We're the Good Guys. Get to details and health and safety guidelines at good-guys.com.
NMLS 1817019.
Buy or refi with LendRight Mortgage. A 15-year rate is as low as 1.75%. APR 1.975. Yes, 15-year rates are back in the ones. Get a 30-year rate as low as 2.375%. APR 2.521. Act now to lock in a rate in the ones. Even if you just refinanced, lowering your rate by only a 0.25% can cut years and tens of thousands off your mortgage. LendRight will show you the exact savings. Do it with a no-cost loan, so your savings start on day one. If your rate is 3.25% or higher, call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com. Lock in a rate in the ones before they're gone for good. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country, and tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 12:53, a new fight over Tesla's autopilot. Here's ABC Sherry Preston.
The owner of a Tesla who really likes the autopilot feature is now facing charges because of it.
I had to spend time in jail. They were like, why are you in jail? I said, I was just sitting in the wrong seat of the car.
That is Param Sharma, hit with reckless driving charges for sitting in the back seat while his Tesla drove him around the Bay Area.
I started in 2018 in my Model X, and the windows were tinted. So I've been doing this for 2 years, and no one has ever known.
Mr. Sharma is absolutely endangering himself and everybody around him. It's unconscionable what he's doing.
Nick Josefowitz with the advocacy group Spur.
So you shouldn't let an autonomous vehicle drive on its own in the same way that you shouldn't let your kid, who doesn't have a driver's license, drive on their own.
But Sharma says,
I don't think that should be illegal because the way the car is driving is very safe. So as long as the car is safely operating, it doesn't matter what seat you're sitting in.
For what it's worth, I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Watching Utah's Money is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. The three biggest U.S. airlines are suspending flights to Israel. American Airlines, United, and Delta have all suspended flights amid rising violence between Israel and the Palestinians. The electric scooter company Bird plans to go public. The company is also merging with a special purpose acquisition company, which will increase the value of the startup to $2.3 billion. MGM Resorts can return to full capacity. The Nevada Gaming Control Board has approved a waiver to allow MGM to operate at 100% occupancy. That also means no social distancing required on casino floors. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow currently up by 521 points. That's a percent and a half, sitting at 34,112. S&P 500 up by 59. The NASDAQ, it's up by nearly one full percent, up 120 points. Thank heaven for delivery drivers. For a man in Texas, one particular UPS driver might have actually been a lifesaver. ABC's Jim Ryan has the story.
The doorbell video shows Daniel Carmichael dropping off a package and strolling back to his big brown truck. Suddenly, he bolts across the street toward another house.
And you could see flames starting to come out of the wind turbines and kind of around the side of the house.
He banged on the door, but no one came, and it was locked.
I just knew I had to kick in the door.
Homeowner Brent Slater is grateful that Carmichael did. He was asleep inside.
Him seeing the fire and taking action in the first place probably saved the entire house from burning down.
Damage was limited, and Slater is okay. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Ooh, that's a crazy story. Thank goodness he was there. We'll update your drive. Coming up next, KSL News Time, 1256.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.